everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network's live coverage from the DNC in downtown Chicago. I swear to goodness, I should start doing physical sketch comedy because I will run the bit at least two times to make sure I have nailed it in front of a sitting congressman. Nothing more humiliating than missing your chair, basically, folks. If you want to see all that great action, remember, you can always catch the Civic Media Radio Network's programming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the Gram. You can watch me fall out of my seat in front of my new friend, Colorado Congressman Manny Rutenow of the 32nd District. Welcome, Manny. Thanks for watching me stumble around here, miss my chair, and make a total heel of myself,
Maggie,
live on radio.
Even when you fell, it was graceful. It was really beautiful to witness, and I'm really excited to be here with you. So thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate your graciousness in my ignominy here. You are newly elected.
That's right. Yeah.
Why did you run? You're a young man. You're a Yale Law School graduate.
That's right.
You could do anything that you want.
Well, I thought...
Why Congress?
Well, so I'm representing this area called Commerce City. And Commerce City is full of really wonderful, vibrant people, generous, kind. But it's also one of the most polluted areas, not just in the state, but often in the entire country. And I'm an environmental attorney by training. And so I thought that it was my duty to not just enforce the laws on the books, but have the biggest impact that I could by passing laws so that we can hold corporate polluters accountable that are currently trying to profit off of the backs of vulnerable, marginalized communities like the ones in my neighborhoods.
As well as taxpayers throughout states, right? So I my most recent gig here with Civic Media, I was the chief legal officer for Milwaukee County. And just before I had left, we had sued the opioid manufacturers and distributors years ago. We had just filed lawsuits against the PFAS manufacturers and distributors. Yep. And I got the insulin lawsuit and the big oil lawsuits in the pipeline. And when I sit down with folks that may be a little bit further on the right end of the spectrum, the thing that I say to them is, let's just set aside, you know, the rhetorical argument about climate change with air quotes around that. Mm-hmm. Let's just assume that our natural resources are being impacted in some way. Mm-hmm. If these companies lied about it, that would be a bad thing and wrong.
Absolutely.
And legally actionable.
Right.
And if that's true, is it fair to ask taxpayers of all political persuasions to pick up the tab for the wear and tear on our infrastructure, the health harms to every single one of our families? Mm-hmm. Because, of course, as you know, Manny, listen, marginalized communities feel those impacts most acutely because of the way that we've structured our neighborhoods, the way that these systems have operated for well over 200 years.
Yep.
But every family pays, whether it's in your own family's health costs, which invariably end up happening, or through the taxpayer dollars that we have to expend to remediate the harms caused by these big corporations who have lied their pants off about these things for years and years.
That's exactly right.
You're the environmental lawyer. Am I getting this mostly right?
I can't even believe that was that good. That was incredible.
Thanks,
that's
Manny.
Exactly right. A lot of these corporate polluters are only profitable because they're externalizing their costs onto the general public. Like you said, it's healthcare costs in my community. That's very clear. We have really high rates of all sorts of pulmonary issues, heart disease related issues. And there's no doubt that that's directly tied to the pollution that these industry players are having on our community. But there's also the climate change aspect of this. On the greenhouse gas side of things, we know that there's a clear correlation between the amount of greenhouse gases that we put out and sea level rise, temperature rise, wildfires, et cetera. Colorado suffers from an immense number of wildfires far too regularly. And so our infrastructure suffers as a result of climate change.
Yes.
And those corporate polluters aren't bearing that cost. We're bearing that cost as a government, as taxpayers, as individuals. And so what we need to do is make sure that these corporate polluters are held accountable so that our economic systems are fair, so that renewable energy can compete on the same playing field as the oil industry.
Yeah, 100%. Got a couple of people on the line who know a wee bit about this. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Say hello to Congressional Representative Manny Rutenow. David, welcome back. It's Today at the DNC with David Crowley. How are you doing today, David?
oh, you know, every day is a good day, especially when I get a chance to be around Democrats from all over the country. And how you doing, Congressman?
Pleasure, David.
I wanted to bring you on because we're having this discussion about the impacts of the big oil industry and the lies that they've told over decades about the impact of their products on our communities. David, you know quite a bit about, frankly, the erosion and the port and infrastructural impacts of the degradation of our natural resources over time. Milwaukee County's had to make incredibly large investments to help shore up our infrastructure. Share with folks a little bit about what your experience has been.
I mean, you're absolutely right, you know, and I think people forget how much climate change can not just impact many of the states that are on the coast of America, but also can impact many of the Midwestern states as well, especially when we think about the coastal line of Lake Michigan. We have seen the erosion. We have seen corporate polluters, you know, continuously polluting Lake Michigan and, quite frankly, in the entire state of Wisconsin. One of the things that we know is a huge issue, and not just in the state of Wisconsin, but all across this country, is PFAS in our drinking water. And we are every day working with the state legislature, working with folks like Governor Evers to find ways to get these corporate polluters to pay their fair share, to pay for the cleanup, and in many cases, just to pay for clean water for people to be able to enjoy every single day because they need them. And so Milwaukee County, we're going to continue to be on the front lines. We have our own, you know, climate action plan to have net zero carbon emissions by 2050. But it's going to take all of us. You know, not one level of government is going to be able to tackle this. So I'm really excited to hear, you know, the congressman really talking about the fact that, you know, we have to hold folks accountable, and we cannot allow our healthcare system and tax to be on a losing end, and taxpayers to be the ones who foot the bill.
Couldn't agree with you more, County Executive Crowley. It's interesting talking about the all levels of government, right? So critical. And also this fundamental truth. We've got to deal with facts, but being attuned to and prioritizing climate and the environment does not mean turning a blind eye or a deaf ear to economic growth and business. We can do all of the above, can we not, Congressman?
That's right. That's right. And actually, thank you for bringing up those points, David. I really appreciate that. So I represent Colorado at the state level as well. So let me just clarify that real quick. In this most recent session, we passed all sorts of bills to deal with the PFAS issue, to deal with climate, to deal with environmental justice. And we worked in coalition with local governments. We did so with the federal government, with private industry, with nonprofits. It's an all-on-hands approach to make sure that we're protecting our air, our water, our climate. And it takes all of us.
Yes.
And there's no doubt about it that the federal government plays a humongous role, but we can't let them do everything.
Yes.
We can't leave this to the agencies because there's a lot of entrenchment at the federal level.
Yes.
So that gives us an opportunity at the state level to make sure that we pass policies to put the narrative out there, put the vision out there for other states and for the country as a whole.
I'm also joined by County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. When we talk about, again, both at the federal and local level, state and municipal level, Marcelia, I think this is so important because we need to be listening to communities about how they're feeling those impacts and making sure that the solutions and the funding that gets allocated for remediation, especially on these very local level initiatives, are actually responsive to communities' needs. County Board Chairwoman Nicholson, I know that you care deeply about making sure that community has a voice in how these dollars get spent. What do you make of how the Harris-Walz ticket is approaching these climate issues, and how do we make sure that we bridge the connections between federal, state, and local government?
Well, hello, Maggie. Thanks for having me. Hello, County Executive. Hello, Congressman, and hello, listeners. And when we think about the local level, we like to say that we're closest to the people. So as you said, it's incumbent on us to engage our constituencies and make sure they're aware of the federal opportunities and the local dollars that we can invest to make sure they have access to clean air, clean water, and a safe environment to just live, work, and play in. And so when I think about the Harris and Walz administration, the fact that they're willing to move our country forward and not backward as Trump would have it, and making sure that we're investing those dollars where they matter, making sure that we have clean drinking water, making sure that we're protecting our natural resources, our Great Lakes, as our county executive mentioned. At the local level, we also take care of our parks. So it's making sure that we're not using pesticides, that our children can play in green spaces with trees, that they can breathe freely. And it makes me think about equity. Equity and access. Climate issues disproportionately impact communities of color. And so the fact that the Harris and Walz administration understand that in order to rise all boats, we have to lift all tides. And that means investing those dollars where they matter the most. That's where I'm proud to support them. They believe in climate. They know climate change is real. Trump refuses to say climate change is real. And that alone, for me, disqualifies him, in addition to the million other reasons we should not vote for him.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. It's a minute with Marcy at the DNC. Thank you so much, Madam Chairwoman. Mr. Congressman, when we try to engage with folks across the aisle and also independent or swing voters, what's the one message to voters in Colorado about the environment, about preservation of natural resources, about health equity, right? All these things link up. What's your message to Colorado voters, especially in the 32nd CD?
The folks in my district know very well what environmental justice means because they have to live it every day. They have to breathe that air. They have to drink that water. And unfortunately, like I mentioned at the top, we've got some of the most polluted air and water, not just in the state, but in the entire country. Mm. And so environmental protection is front of mind for my people day in and day out. They open their doors. They smell it. They open the tap up and they drink it. They feel it. And so I think environmental protection is top of mind and will be top of mind when they go down to the polls. And the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans on this couldn't be more stark. And I'm glad that Marcy was able to bring this up because Kamala Harris and Tim Walz really understand just that climate change exists, that it's human caused. And just that alone should serve as a really strong indicator of how much they care about these types of issues. And the same is true for the understanding of how industrial pollution plays a role in health and inequity. And my district is Latino working class. Mm. And there's no surprise there because Latino working class areas are often the places where these industrial polluters end up going. And so environmental protection is top of mind for my area. I know it's top of mind for so many environmental justice communities across the country. And I think they're going to come out to vote for the environmental ticket, which is Tim Walz and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, environmental justice is social justice. It is racial justice.
Exactly
it is
right.
Gender justice. It is LGBTQIA justice.
That's right.
Mr. Coney, Executive Crowley, what are you looking forward to the most this afternoon, sir?
Well, wow. When I think about just my time here, yesterday was just ecstatic. You know, the energy, being able to listen to the Obamas. But now on this third day, one of the things I am really excited about is that we are actually going to have folks from Milwaukee that's going to be sharing the stage at the DNC. We're going to have two individuals who are working to help remove lead laterals all across the city of Milwaukee, and that includes having our own city of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. So I'm really ecstatic that we have Milwaukee folks representing us, but I also think that it's going to be a joyous occasion when we all get a chance to pack, this United Center and really get to listen to our future Vice President Tim Walz.
We're going to have to leave it there, Mr. County Executive. We got about 10 seconds left, Mr. Congressman. Last words for everybody before this afternoon at the DNC.
Remember to get out and vote and keep the energy up. We got to get Kamala Harris and Tim Walz into the presidency for 2025.
Couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much, Colorado Congressman Manny Rutenau, Mr. County Executive David Crowley, and Madam Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. It's always good to be around so much talent. Keep it locked. It's Civic Media.